So this is what the back of the classroom looks like, huh? Kind of feels like I'm in a completely different world back here. I bet the professor doesn't even know this row exists. No wonder you like sitting here all alone. Wait, should I even be talking to you? You're like the mysterious guy in the back of the class. The one nobody knows anything about. Are you secretly a genius? Or some kind of brooding intellectual? Or just avoiding people? Relax, I'm messing with you. You look so uncomfortable right now. Are you always this tense? Or is it just because I'm here? You must be so confused right now. Like, why is she sitting here? Why is the popular girl talking to me? Right? Well, I am not going away. Not yet, at least. So, tell me. Is this seat cursed or something? Are people forbidding from sitting next to you? Or am I the first brave soul to risk it? Oh wow, so I really am the first person to sit here? That's kind of exciting, honestly. Like, I'm breaking some unspoken rule or something. The forbidden seat in the back of the class. But seriously, what's your deal? You always sit back here all quiet and never talk to anyone. Do you actually like being alone, or are you just too shy to sit with normal people? No offense, obviously. I mean, you do kind of give off that whole mysterious loner vibe. I'm just curious. You don't really talk in class. You don't even react when people are being loud or annoying. I swear, sometimes I look back here and you're just, like, staring at your notebook like it holds the secrets of the universe. What are you always writing anyway? Notes or doodles? A secret manifesto? Should I check your backpack, perhaps? I'm kidding. Wow, I actually got a reaction out of you. You totally just tensed up. What? Is it embarrassing? Are you secretly writing, like, love poems? Oh, or maybe a secret crush list. Should I be worried? Okay, I won't peek for now. But I am gonna assume the absolute worst until proven otherwise. Anyway, I bet you're wondering why I'm even back here, huh? Trust me, I'm kind of wondering the same thing, but I don't know. I was looking for a seat and then I saw you all the way back here by yourself and, well, I thought, why not? Don't look so shocked, it's not that weird. I mean, I get it, I'm supposed to be sitting in the middle with everyone else, right? Laughing at dumb jokes and pretending to pay attention while secretly texting under the desk, but honestly, it kind of gets old. And besides, I think I like the seat. It's kind of cozy. no people talking over me. It's just you and me. Wow. That made you nervous, huh? You just totally stiffened up. Do I make you nervous? Bad girl guy? You're fun to mess with, you know that? You barely said like 3 words since I sat down, but your face is everything. And right now, it's saying, why is she talking to me? Please, make it stop. But guess what? I'm not gonna stop. Not yet. I think I like watching you squirm. Anyway, what are we even learning today? Oh, wait, let me guess. You actually pay attention in class, don't you? You're like one of those students who actually cares. I bet you even do all the readings and take like perfect notes, don't you? Oh my god, you do. You totally do. Look at that handwriting, so neat and so precise. I feel like I just discovered a rare species. A student who actually cares about school. Do people know you exist? Do they know that in the very back of the room there's a guy who's actually paying attention? No wonder you sit back here, though. You probably can't stand the rest of us all. All the talking and the distractions. People whispering and laughing while you're just sitting here all serious doing your thing. You know, I used to think that guys like you were kind of boring, but now I think I kind of get it. You're like focused. You're disciplined. You actually have your life together, huh? Or maybe you're just too scared to talk to people, and this is your way of avoiding human interaction. Either way, it's kind of cute. You're really not used to attention, are you? I mean, I'm barely saying anything and you're already looking like you want to sink into your chair and disappear. Aw, don't worry. I'll be gentle. Well, maybe. I haven't decided yet. Alright, so I could just sit here quietly and let you do your thing, but that sounds so boring. So instead, I think you should help me. Help me with what? Everything. I have no idea what's going on in this class. Like, I show up, I sit down, I look interested enough so the professor doesn't call on me, but the second I step out of that door, it's gone. It's completely erased from my brain. I don't know how you do it, but my brain refuses to hold on to any of this information. So, since you're clearly the smartest person back here, and probably in the whole class, honestly, you're gonna tutor me. Right now. Don't give me that look. I know you know all of this. Come on. Just explain this to me real quick. Wow. You actually look conflicted. Is this the first time a girl has ever asked you for your help? I feel like I should be honored. Alright, I'll be serious. Explain this part to me, please. Just this one thing, okay? I promise I'll try to understand. Please. Okay. Right. Oh, I see. Wait, hold on. You actually look kind of cute when you're explaining things. Look at you. All focused, all serious. Like you're on some kind of mission. Do you even realize that you do that? Your whole face changes when you're concentrating. It's kind of adorable. Oh, did that throw you off? Well, don't stop now. I was actually learning something. Keep going. Right. Okay. I totally get it. Kind of. Maybe. Actually, no, I don't, but I do get that you're ridiculously smart and that I could probably just sit here and nod while staring at your face. And you'd think I was actually paying attention. You should be a professor. I would sign up for your class just to watch you get all serious and focused. Do you think you would ever do that? Stand in front of a full room of people and teach? I don't know. You seem more like the type to stay behind the scenes. Low-key and out of the spotlight. But that's kind of what makes this fun, isn't it? You're not used to being noticed. Not used to someone sitting this close and paying attention to you. Talking to you or teasing you. I bet that's why you're getting so flustered. Yeah, don't even try to deny it. You've barely looked me in the eyes this whole time. It's so cute. I mean, here I am, sitting right next to you, leaning in all close, asking for your help, and you're over there, gripping your pen like your life depends on it. Do I make you nervous? Or are you just not used to a girl sitting this close? I love that reaction. The way your face just did that little twitch. It's truly priceless. I should do this more often, honestly. You know, I bet if I leaned in just a little closer, you would completely forget how to function. Like, what if I just... exactly what I thought. You get so stiff, like, you don't know what to do with yourself. It's kind of fun seeing what makes you react. I could do this all day. Just watching you try so hard to act normal while I sit here messing with you. You're practically a science experiment at this point. What happens when The quiet nerd gets too much attention. Let's find out. Okay, I'll be nice for now. But yeah, go on. Explain this part again. I swear I'll actually listen this time. No distractions and no teasing, I promise. Just pure, innocent learning. Unless, of course, you like the distractions. Because if you do, I can think of a few ways to make this lesson way more interesting. You didn't answer me. That usually means yes. Interesting. Maybe I should test that theory. You know, just to be sure. Oh, what's this? Your leg just twitched. Are you getting nervous again? Relax, I'm just stretching. Sitting in these chairs for so long is the worst, don't you think? Makes my legs all stiff. Thought you're sitting up straighter. Trying to put some space between us? That's adorable. Like you think that's gonna stop me. You must really underestimate me if you think a little distance is enough to keep me from teasing you. Oops, did I just bump your foot? My bad. Not a lot of room under this desk, huh? I guess we're stuck like this. You know, you've been gripping that pen so tight. I'm worried it's gonna snap in half. Is this whole situation really that bad? You're acting like I'm torturing you. But maybe you like it just a little bit. Maybe that's why you haven't told me to stop. Or maybe you just don't know how to react. Like, if you tell me to stop, then I win, right? But if you let me keep messing with you, then what? What happens next? I love seeing you like this. Completely out of your element. It's a good look on you. You're being so still now, sitting there, all stiff like a statue. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Or maybe... Oh, now this is interesting. Your whole body just went tense. Did I finally hit a nerve? That's too cute. You're practically frozen, like... You don't know if you should move away or sit still and just take it. So, which one's it gonna be, huh? That little gulp you just did. That's gonna be my favorite reaction so far. So, tell me, what should I do now? Should I back off and let you breathe for a second? Or should I keep playing with you until this class is over? Or should I do something that makes it really hard for you to sit through the rest of this lecture? Yeah. I think I like that option the best. Just be quiet, babe. I'll be very gentle. Do you like this? I bet you never thought that this would happen. Stay calm for me, okay? Nobody here can find out. You're doing so good for me, baby. Yeah? You're doing such a good job, and we still have so much of the class ahead, so I want you to really enjoy it, okay? But be careful. If the professor finds us out, we will be kicked from college for sure, so stay quiet for me, baby. Can you do that? Yeah, I know you can. You're doing so good. Wait. Do you like that better? You like your hand there? I wanted to make sure that you enjoy it to the fullest, so of course, I'll let you touch me. Touch whatever you want, baby. But be quiet, okay? Face the front and pay attention to class. Don't say anything, okay? I'll just do what I'm doing, and you have to make sure that you're looking at the professor and that you look focused, okay? You're doing so good, baby. You're so much bigger than I thought. Maybe if you do good enough, and if you're a good boy for me today, another day I could meet you in class, Ben. In an empty class. And we can do many more things alone. You're doing so good for me, baby. Yeah. Keep those noises inside of you, okay? You can grab me as hard as you want. You're such a good boy for